Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The faster we run, the further away the dreams and bridges become. Lost in the sun, spinning.
Little Dan Fogelberg bringing us back, the late, great Dan Fogelberg. 23 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. You can read, you can watch, you can watch the videos. We have a new, at least one video, one new one up every week. And so we got a pretty good, building a pretty good library of videos there, folks, on a lot of different topics. So check that out. Of course, you know, we got thousands of podcasts of past interviews that we've done with our Brain Trust there, and thousands of articles that either I've written or my Brain Trust members have written. So check all that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. We got it covered. Whatever's going on, whatever you got in front of you in your small business, the one you're starting, the one you're growing, the one you're trying to get rid of, we got something that you can use there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. It's just you and me. And speaking of getting rid of your business, I want to continue the thought on ESOPs, employee stock option programs. So here's the thing: you got a small business and looks like you're going to make it, and you got a few employees, and you're thinking about growing your business. You know, every small business, just about every small business, not all, but just about every small business has growth in their mind. Now, maybe it's not big growth. Maybe it's not out of control growth. Maybe it's not building another building or moving or adding another city or franchising or going public. Maybe that's not the growth you're thinking about. But most of us are growing to some degree, right? So if you're doing that, it's a good chance that you're going to keep growing. If you like what you do and customers like what you sell, you're going to grow. And so many small businesses were started with just a desire to make a living, and they find out that, wait a minute, I'm good at this. I'm onto something. This is, you know, I like what I'm doing. I like firing myself from one job and promoting myself to another job that nobody else can do. And you keep doing that till lo and behold, you know, 5, 10, 20 years later, you're sitting on top of a pretty nice little organization. Maybe 25, 50, 100, 250, 500 employees. And then you say, okay, you know, I've been doing this now for a few decades. I'd like to go and do something else. I'd like to take it easy. And you start looking at getting rid of the business, moving on, right? So you sell it. You can either sell it to somebody else, another buyer, which is not easy, or you can be acquired by a bigger company, which is pretty much the same thing, or you can go public, right? Which is getting harder and harder, and less and less desirable these days for a business to grow up and go public. That's going public doesn't have the shine that it used to have, the allure that it used to have, because it's for one thing because of the regulations like Sarbanes-Oxley. But that's another matter. So now you look around you and you've got all these really smart VPs. You got all these really dedicated managers. You got employees, and you all come to work every day loving what you do. You can see it in their faces. You've built a culture here of not only performance, but of camaraderie, that people are happy. This is one of the reasons why the business is going so well. Well, guess what? If you sell the business, that little happy world may come crashing down. Some of those people may get fired. There may be a consolidation. Your little ecosystem that you built might not be able to maintain itself and be sustained after you're gone. If that's important to you, and if you fit this profile I just described, maybe an employee stock option program is the way to go. And this is where, as we were talking earlier with Jerry Ripperger with the Principal Group, you find a company like theirs. There are other people who do it besides them, but they're the ones that we know. You find a group that can help put the ownership of the company The sale is made to the employees, from you to the employees. And then that ownership is put into this retirement structure. And then a company like Principal manages it for them. So let's set that aside, though. But then you still have to get paid, right? You want to cash out. This doesn't cash you out. That step alone doesn't cash you out, but it does give the employees a tax advantage way to buy the business, as long as their return comes in the form of their retirement. See, just like an IRA or something like that, or a KIA or a 401k. So. But you still have to find, you and the employees still have to find a way to fund the money that you're going to take out of the business. And that can come, and so now we're talking about a regular transaction, all the steps that you'd have to go through as if you were just selling the business outright to another owner, to another person, who was just going to then move into your chair at the head of the company. So all that has to happen too. And that includes maybe getting a bank loan. It's a pretty good chance that you, the owner, will have to take back some paper and let the employees make payments to you, which might be a good idea. Might be fine. You can stay on the board, right? You can keep your finger in your eye on what's going on. This is how an ESOP works, employee stock option program. Think about it. If that's where you are, look into it. If that's where you are in the time continuum of ownership, if you're not there yet, you're still growing your business, don't forget this is an option that you have, an exit strategy that you have available to you. It's a pretty darn good one, too. I'm Jim Blassingame. Quick break, 29 after. I'll be right back. Stay with me. Got a black magic
woman. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.